want to give you an update, yeah, and I like to do this from time to time because it's important to point this out. Because if I don't tell you the truth on these things, you'll probably never hear it. And what I'm getting at is the state of weather as it relates to climate change and so forth, because every year we're told, oh, my God, the world's coming to an end. Climate change is destroying. Storms are becoming more intense and more frequent. And once again, 2019 proves that's just not true. Right now, there have been somewhere just over 1,100 tornadoes in America, well below the 1,900 top of the heap extreme. And if it continues where it is, it's going to be at about the 50th percentile for tornadoes in 2019. Last year, you might remember I told you there was not a single EF4 or EF5 anywhere in America. First year that ever happened. Right now, I can find four EF4s, zero EF5s for 2019, right? So this notion that somehow storms are becoming more intense and more deadly and causing more damage, they might cause more damage. But fatalities from natural disasters worldwide over the course of my lifetime have gone down, are you ready for this? 97%. And you want to know why? Prosperity is why. Because if you live in a home that's actually, you know, anchored to the ground and built in a much more resisted way, you will survive the hurricane. You will survive the tornado. You will survive the downpour and the blizzard and all of the things that can happen. Prosperity is the key. Free market is the key to people surviving natural disasters at a higher rate, even though there are far more people on the planet. There are more of us than there have ever been, obviously. And the ability to survive means that we have better structures. We have more prosperity, right? Now, on the other side of that, you look at how much the financial damage is. When Dorian came and sideswiped Florida earlier this year, the only major hurricane to come anywhere near the United States. So far, I think there's been 13 named storms. Seven became hurricanes from what I'm seeing, and three became serious hurricanes. Dorian, the only one that did any real damage, the other two went off out into the Atlantic and dissipated. But when you have that happen and you have devastation, financial devastation, the reason is pretty simple. If you go back 30 years in Florida, the number of people there was a fraction of what it is today. Florida has continued to swell over the last 20 years, 25 years. So you have a lot more wealth concentrated there. So when homes get destroyed and things get wrecked because there are a ton more people there, yeah, it's going to be more financially devastating. It doesn't mean the storm is any more intense than they were 50 years ago or 100 years ago, because they're not. And they're certainly not more frequent at this point. So you understand that. So that's one thing. And then, of course, the hurricanes, which I mentioned. So the tornadoes are going to be at about a 50 percentile average, right in the middle. Another quiet hurricane season, Dorian being the only big hurricane that came through, pounded people in the Bahamas, as you know. But there it is. Let me see here. What do we have? We have a total of 13 named storms, Lorenzo and Melissa, two that were more significant. And while I'm at this, I want to talk about deforestation. A brand new study out concludes that deforestation's contribution to climate change is vastly overstated. I find that shocking, but people like Al Gore and others have vastly overstated deforestation as a concern for the health of the planet and the health of the ecosystems. I mean, you see this woman, Greta Thunberg, is that kid's name? Oh, the world's coming to an end, and everything's being wrecked, and ecosystems are collapsing. It's just doom. No, it's not true. Relax. Get back on your $40 million yacht and sail away, please. Bigger carbon footprint than taking a jet across the Atlantic, but you're saving the planet. We realize you're showing us the way it should be. Atta girl, Greta. Deforestation, vastly overestimated, is how much concern there should be. This study comes from The Ohio State University in conjunction with Yale University, and it states that deforestation for timber and farmland responsible for about 92 billion tons of carbon emissions since the year 1900. Our estimate is about one-fifth of what was found in previous work showing that deforestation contributed 484 billion tons of carbon, a third of all man-made emissions since 1900, said Brett Songen, a professor of environmental and resource economics at Ohio State. The professor said the widely accepted estimate failed to take into account the fact that most of these companies and in most of these regions, there's a replanting of trees. There's a replanting of trees that was never taken into consideration in all the hysteria. Nobody realized that Weyerhaeuser and Georgia-Pacific and these other timber companies, for example, in America, they plant more trees behind them. They plant more trees behind them when they go through than the number of trees they take out. Period. So it's been vastly overstated. There's another way to put it. There's another way to put it, and that's this. You've been lied to. You have been lied to. The Amazon's burning. The lungs of the planet are being destroyed. No, they're not. And besides, those are man-made fires that have burned off areas for agriculture that got out of hand. The Amazon is not a virgin forest. We know because of infrared technology now, we can see where there were vast cities on the Amazon a millennia ago that they can now see. Well, wait a second. These are whole cities where there was no forest. It was all cleaned out. That's right. And what happened? Well, it regrew. You see, heat and water create something. It's called life. Heat and water create this thing we call life in all its forms. Forests, you and I, all of it. That's your education for this day. 52 after on the Steve Gruber Show. Back after this.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can